is a word that sounds dirty or makes you feel kind of cringe, but it isn't a dirty word. But it makes you feel like moist is the perfect example of that.
Panties.
Panties. Oh, yeah. Panties is another one.
Right. Yeah.
Moist. Panties. Dungle. That's another one. It's that they're not dirty words. They just
can
make
I pretend to be
feel
Jason
dirty.
For a second?
Sure.
Liberal.
Brought me down. I couldn't help it.
Wow.
I'm just surprised you didn't say it, Jason. I'm disappointed.
Wow.
I don't personally feel that way.
Oh, boy.
Curtis, what is a word that sounds dirty but isn't?
Weenus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the skin on your elbow.
Your weenus.
Yeah, my kids have started saying it. Daddy, touch my weenus.
My weenus itches. Yeah.
What if you started saying that in school all the time? If the teacher's going to be like, stop saying that. I'm like, why? It's just the elbow.
Because
I can confirm they did not.
Yeah, they did not. We all said it in school. My weenus. We all thought we were hilarious.
Yeah, this is why I just stop talking in general.
Yes.
Or like, just stop.
Mm-hmm,
like, bro, did you touch my weenus? We just rubbed our weenuses together.
Your weenus is showing.
That was the number one thing. Your weenus is showing. You're like, and you look down your zipper. You're like, oh, wait.
Oh, my elbow.
All right, Curtis, great one. That's a perfect one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Steve. Steve, what word sounds dirty but isn't?
Well, according to my wife, it's raw.
Raw.
I can see that.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Because
it you know, like that Mustang sounds raw, and she just hates it.
Yeah, I kind of cringed a little bit when you said it.
Yeah,
because it can be associated with other things. Yeah.
Yes, it could.
All right, Steve. Thank you, man. Let's go to Junior. Junior, what's the word that sounds dirty but isn't?
Crevice.
Crevice.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And your crevice could be dirty. Use some dirt in your crevices. Your crevasse. All right, Junior, let's go to Ryan. Ryan, what's the word that I just saw what he's going to say? It's a screening software, so I can see what he's going to say. And I don't know what made me laugh. Ryan, what's the word that sounds dirty but isn't?
Juice box.
Now I will
going forward forever.
I've never thought it was dirty till now.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks a lot.
You're ruined my life.
Juice box. Let me get that juice box. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's funny is those are words, but even a name can sound dirty as dick.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's not.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah, you're doing your kids no favors if you're name your kid Richard or Dick.
I told you there was a kid in my high school. I don't know why they did this. His last name was Head. So they would page him in the office.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're like, would Dick Head come to the office? I mean, it's incredible. And then he got made fun of. It was the worst for him.
Of course.
His name was Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
Richard
right,
Head.
Right.
But obviously, Richard's nickname, I don't know. And how did we associate Richard as a nickname of Dick?
I don't know. Well, Dick is the nickname
Richard.
For Richard. And there's a lot
of
those.
How do we do that?
I don't know. My dad's name is John, but he's Jack. I mean, that's another one where we just are like, oh, yeah, that's a nickname for that. But how did that come to be? I don't know.
No, it's weird.
Isn't it like William and Bill?
William and Bill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
William, mm-hmm. Bill. Yeah, I guess.
But Bill, though.
Bill.
You just added
Will.
A letter.
I understand Will, but you're like, we're just going to do Bill?
I don't know.
Hey, William. No, it's Bill.
Excuse me, it's Bill.
Call me Bill.
But it's a lot different than what Matt's name is, Matthew and Matt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're changing the entire word. My dad's name's Gerald, but we call him Jerry.
Yeah, that one I understand because it's part of it. I'm a Catherine, and there's a lot of different ones. Katie.
Yeah.
Catherine. Kate. Or Kathy.
Kate.
Yeah. Don't know.
All right. Dick is a nickname most often for Richard, as we know, which likely originated in the Middle Ages as a rhyming slang for Rick, as did William. Will, Bill, Robert, Rob, and Bob. So they would rhyme things, and then it just stuck.
So it's just a game they were playing.
So it's a slang name that rhymed like...
When you say slang name, they were already making fun of the name back then?
Well, Cockney slang will be like ham and eggs means you have nice legs. So it's like they do a rhyming thing that means something else or, mm-hmm. you know... Mm-hmm. I learned that from somebody when I was in South Africa that was from England, and he gave me all these different examples. He's like, hey, check out her ham and eggs. I'm like, what? That means she has nice legs. I'm like, oh, so they have all these rhyming things in their culture, so maybe that's where it came from.
It used to throw me off. My grandfather's name was Bill, and his wife was from England, mm-hmm. and she used to call him William. And for the longest time when I was younger, I was like, does she not know his name?
Yeah.
She had Grandma.
She's slipping a little bit.
I was like, this doesn't make sense.
No. Yeah, so that's okay. Yeah. Weird, right?
Interesting. Yeah.